Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is Cecilia.
Hi guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 this is Summer.
节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买的。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。What's with the music?
Because today we're talking about mysteries.有没有感到一点点的神秘，一点点的刺激，一点点的欲罢不能啊？
我感觉有一点点想把你的电脑关掉。
Seriously, 今天我们要聊的其实是一本书啊。这个书 I'm 99.9% sure that you guys have read it.
没错、啊、我们今天要聊的这本书呢，相信 99% 的听众朋友们都听过，而且我还相信啊，它是很多人的童年阴影。
Here comes the mystery you don't know.What is the book we're talking about? We are gonna hold it for a second.
对，那至于到底是什么书呢？大家可以先猜一猜啊。Here's what we can tell you. It involves mysterious stories all around the world. 像什么百慕大三角呀，尼斯湖水怪呀，麦田怪圈呀。
Yeah, with this much information, you can surely figure it out. 那提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Alright, enough mystery. 来揭晓答案了啊。今天要聊的这本书呢，就是大名鼎鼎的《世界未解之谜》。
哇，这书名一出来，大家有没有觉得 DNA 动了？ Usually we'll introduce the author when talking about a book. So, who wrote this book?
Well, who wrote Unsolved Mysteries remains an unsolved mystery itself. 这本书的原作者本身就是一大未解之谜呀。因为这些内容其实就是东拼西凑来的，所以要么就是把作者写成艺名，要么就是按谁谁谁标注。
So did you like this book when you were a kid? I mean, some of those stories are quite frightening though.
Yeah, I guess I did enjoy the book, especially those about aliens. 像节目开头说到的麦田怪圈啊，还有什么外星人绑架案，小时候看的我呢还是欲罢不能。
So when you read these stories,Did you, for one moment, doubt the truth of these stories?
Not as far as I remember. A bit out there, I know, but science has a knack for catching up with science fiction. 就是我会觉得这些故事很离奇、mm. 但是嘛科学它有时候就是和科幻小说一样魔幻吧。
I see. So here you used out there to describe the stories, which is a really good description.
Yeah, out there.两个单词很简单，是由 out 和 there 两个单词用连字符连接起来的。It means very extreme or unusual, 就是非常极端的或者非同寻常的。
嗯，那总之呢，这些不同寻常的故事当时是非常受欢迎的。At the height of its popularity, it even made it to the CCTV news.
对，最火的时候都上新闻联播了。So what do you think is the secret that made it so successful?
你还记不记得世界未解之谜每个故事的结尾都有一个非常固定的话术，至今它仍是一个谜。I think this is sort of a cliffhanger, and the reason why readers are just so fascinated by it.
就是说这种不了了之、故弄玄虚的结尾反而给了每个故事非常大的创作，也就是瞎编空间了，是吧？
Yeah, exactly.
然后刚刚细听到一个很有意思的词啊。Cliffhanger, 它就是指这种故事、电影或者是竞赛里面非常扣人心弦的悬念，或者说呢是吊人胃口的场景。
Yeah, we like these cliffhangers. To not quite know, to have to wait, to have to come back later, or just wait whatever it is, whether it is a commercial break or, you know, the next episode of something.
Right. 世界未解之谜里呢就充斥着这种悬念啊。It puts it here to make you wait, to make you figure out at the end.
Yeah.And I have to say, even if mysteries aren't sure thing, cliffhanger is used for drama. Like, I hate to say it again, but the show Friends had every season ended with a good cliffhanger. And Friends isn't like a mystery.
Oh yeah, 看过老友记的朋友应该都有这种体会啊。每一季的结尾就会有人搞出一个大事情，然后戛然而止。You know, it happens in this kind of dramatic shows or comedies even.、
Mm.
So use it, even if you're not watching mysteries. 因为并不是只有这种悬疑题材作品才有悬念啊，对吧？
Right, and streaming services are doing that so much now with TV shows to make us binge watch.
Yeah, every show ends with a cliffhanger, so you have to start the next one. You don't want to wait.
很多电视剧都是这样啊，每集结尾留一个悬念，那观众呢就会控制不住，马上就去点下一集，想要一口气看完。
是的，相信很多朋友呢都有过这种熬夜干剧的体验。那刚刚用到这个 binge watch， 它就表示一口气看完，就是我们常说的煲剧或者说干剧。
那说回《世界未解之谜》这本书啊， Now we look back at this book as grown-ups, what we see is just a crappy book full of superstition and pseudoscience.
这本书里所谓的灵异事件啊，外星人啊，尼斯湖水怪啊，现在要么证实呢是人为制造的噱头，要么就根本都是瞎编的。
没错，归根结底就是根据一些迷信的思想和伪科学在借题发挥。
是的，那迷信啊，无论是迷信观念还是迷信的思想，我们都可以用到这个单词 superstition and pseudoscience。 pseudoscience 这个词是由一个 pseudo 一个前缀和 science 结合在一起的。Pseudo 意思是假的，所以它就指的是伪科学。
Yeah, a discipline or approach that pretends to be or has a close resemblance to science.
But it's not real science.
Right, not real science.
So, Sissy, do you enjoy mysteries?
Yeah, I do. I for sure do. 特别是我记得我上高中的时候吧，应该是有段时间沉迷丹布朗的悬疑小说。
Oh, 他是不是写了那个达芬奇密码？
对，达芬奇密码，还有失落的蜜蝠。They were really good. They were suspenseful to the end, a real page-turner.
Oh, that's such a good word. That was a real page-turner.
对，这个词非常形象啊。Page-turner 就是说这本书呢会让你一页接一页不停地翻嘛。就好像我之前晚上打着手电筒看他的书根本停不下来，一口气看完发现外面天都亮了。
所以这个词很好，就用来形容这种令人欲罢不能扣人心弦的书。
Yeah, it just had me on the edge of my seat and I love that feeling.
所以你就喜欢这种被吊胃口的感觉，对吧？那这里这个短语啊 on the edge of one's seat 就表示这种非常紧张兴奋的根本坐不住坐立难安的状态。
Actually, there is another word that natives use when they talk about mysteries, a whodunit.It's all one word. It's a slang, obviously, a whodunit.
像什么侦探小说呀，还有悬疑推理的故事啊，都可以用到这个词来表示 whodunit. It's like when you talk about mysteries, it's usually murder mystery, right? So who committed the crime? Who did the murder?
其实按照正确的语法来推，好像应该是 who did it, 对不对？但是呢，这个词它就是 whodunit.I don't know, it just sounds fun, like a real whodunit.
Whodunit. But it's actually a very accepted slang. So don't worry. Don't think I can use it because the grammar is wrong.
You can say, yeah, no, it's like a real whodunit. I had no idea, right? 它经常会跟 a real 来搭配使用。
Yeah, like if it's an exciting mystery and you don't know who the criminal is, then we are saying it's a real whodunit.
So, Summer, I want to ask you this question.Because this idea of mystery, right? Why is it so fun for humans?
I think the human mind wants to close the gap. 可能人的天性啊，就是喜欢去这种探索，然后去解谜的感觉吧。
Yeah, the curiosity. And I think that's really precious to children. 所以说《世界未解之谜》这本书啊，它也未必真的就是一文不值，对吧？至少呢，它在很多孩子心里面点燃了对世界的好奇。
Yeah, and as for the truth, we can come to it later until we're adults. 那节目最后啊，再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容呢，也都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Cecilia.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。